You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We're good, streaky!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
It is Friday, the 17th of June, and here on Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, we document a brand new season leader. Kaio Shalotis, 26, has the inside track on the season prize of 10 grand as his streak has reached 41, and that means he is just 16 games away from $5.6 million. Maybe this is the year because of us and our podcast. Ryan Porth, what do you think?
I mean, if it happens, we have to take credit for it, right?
100%. The strategy of our streaker has stayed consistent, folks. It's a double down with two hitters from the same team against a good matchup. He's been going with Cleveland while they've been in Colorado. Yesterday, he had two Red Sox against Oakland at Fenway. J.D. Martinez, we told you yesterday morning that the hit probability number that the algorithm spit out yesterday for J.D. had never been higher all season long. And that number proved to be true.
J.D. loops that one to right. Coming on Laureano. Won't get there. And it gets by him. So Rafi keeps on running. So does J.D. They both move up. Second and third.
It was just a single with the error in the outfield. Another single later on for J.D. Martinez. And by then, Xander Bogaerts had delivered a single in the seventh. And there it was. 41 for our leader. A light slate of 9 games yesterday. Now the weekend is full and juicy. So many options. If the strategy keeps up, we could have a streaker at 47 on Monday. Whew. As we take a look at the state of the streak, as we do every morning here on Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, 7 of our top 10 streakers had JD yesterday. It's an easy game, folks. It's really easy. Be Good 08 had JD, and he also had this guy as a double down to reach 34.
Kwan running on the pitch, base hit left field. Hedges scores. Kwan to third, Amed Rosario with another big knock. That's a 10-game hitting streak, his 15th run batted in. And a 3-0 Guardians lead.
10 games in a row for Rosario, 8 games in a row for his teammate Jose Ramirez. But that Cleveland team leaves Colorado. They head to Dodger Stadium, where competition gets tougher. Another streaker at 34. A Forms got there via Manny Machado. And this longtime nemesis of Beat the Streak Daily.
That one's lined out to left center field. That's going to go all the way to the wall. Harper is steaming to third. He's being waved by Dusty. Castellanos pulls into second. RBI double. 9-0 Phils.
I'm telling you, Tom, he's going to get hot. And when it happens, it's going to get ugly.
Well, I think these last couple of days are any indication it's happening.
Nick Castellanos is hitting just .258. Way out of character for him. Still, he was fourth most selected of all hitters in Beat the Streak yesterday, and he went 2-for-3. Why do we hate him again, Ryan? Why exactly?
Because in April, we selected him approximately a dozen times, and he didn't get a hit any of the times. And a season leader had Castellanos, and he didn't come through. I mean, at least for me, I don't know for you, but he will be on the blacklist for the rest of the season.
I don't know, man. If dude gets hot, I'm going to start riding him. But that man you just heard from, the Porthinator, he's been rolling. He had a great pick yesterday. He was in the Crone zone.
1-2 pitch to Cronenworth. Driven in the air down the right field line, on a line, and it's going to be off the wall. From second base, Grisham will score. Profar goes to third on the RBI double. For Jake Cronenworth off the ivy and right.
The landscaper continues to rake. And I don't know when these pitchers are going to learn. Because you know what, Donnie? Look at this pitch on contact. Where is that?
Down and in.
It's the crone zone.
All right, I think you only get one. I don't think you can do both. I don't think you can call him out as the landscaper. I didn't know that nickname. He does rake, so I kind of dig it. But you can't also drop the crone zone. I think that's one too many.
I mean, athletes are allowed to have two nicknames.
Okay. All right, well, I guess, and the nickname is really for his hot zone and not really for himself.
Exactly. Okay. I'm sure his teammates around the clubhouse aren't saying, "What's up, Crone Zone?" No, they're saying, "What's up, Landscaper?"
What's up, Landscaper? Oh, boy. All right, I retract. You're allowed to do both. Ninth most selected yesterday in Beat the Streak was this guy, still one of the best players in the game, trying desperately to get his team back on track.
1-1 pitch. Trout sends that one high and deep out to center field. Rodriguez back, feeling for the wall. The second of the night for Mike Trout. Got him this time. Another two-run shot. 4-0 Halos.
What a swing for Trout. A big add-on run. That time he got a fastball. So that's two home runs today for Trout on fastballs.
Oh, fastballs. Interesting. Yeah, he kind of likes those. After that crazy 0-for-26 slump, Trout now has a hit in 6 of his last 7 games. Angels have lost 18 of their last 20 before that win last night. They really need to get it going. Speaking of get it going, we give it all to you in a moment on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits, our pick segment, including a weekender, coming up in a sec.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
A Phillies Nationals split doubleheader highlights a 16-game day. Michael Wacha reinvented and pitching very well for the Red Sox. He hosts his old original team, the Cardinals. He has never faced them before. He and Adam Wainwright should make for a good one tonight at Fenway Park. Every episode of the pod, we give you a daily stay away. We usually use a fancy chart with lots of numbers, but I don't need numbers for this one. Clayton Kershaw gets Cleveland today. I know how hot Ramirez and Rosario et al. Have been, but I'd still stay away. Dodgers starters the last two games, 14 2/3 innings with just 2 hits allowed. That's Tony Gonsolin and Tyler Anderson. I think Clayton will rise to the internal competition in his second start back after coming off the injured list and be very good for much longer than he went in the first start.
You stay away. I stay away.
Let's all stay away. Time now for my daily double A. First one's anecdotal. Braves are here at Wrigley. They're winners of 14 straight, losers of 10 straight. So many hitters to take in a beautiful day when runs should be everywhere. I want to go with the rookie Michael Harris II. He's hitting over 400 the last 7 days, 328 overall. He's been good on the road, good against righties like Keegan Thompson. Plus, I want to watch him. I want to check him out very carefully in this series. And my analytical pick, Manny Machado, on fire lately and all season long, facing Kyle Freeland, who has allowed a very high 43.5% hard contact rate. And Machado has an OPS just under 1 against left-handed pitching. Manny will reach via the batted ball. Machado and Michael Harris II. For me, the fourth pick?
I'm going to take Machado, and I'm going to double down with Michael Brantley of the Houston Astros. He's a quiet assassin when it comes to Beat the Streak. You look up his game login. Oh, he's had a hit in 11 straight games, hitting .429 in that span for the Astros. And tonight they host the Chicago White Sox, who have Lucas Giolito starting. Brantley owns Giolito, going 7-for-15 off of him lifetime. And this season, Brantley has been a better hitter at home in Houston versus on the road.
Excellent. We always look at the elite users sneak peek. Yesterday, they loved JD Martinez, picked by more than 43% of elite users yesterday. Crazy. Today, they're with me and you, Ryan Almachado, over 41% as of 7 a.m.
Also, the hit probability chart gives Machado a 76% chance of getting a hit tonight in Denver.
Woo! As we look at the weekender, just stuff to help you out since we do not reconvene again until Monday morning. All weekend long, the Rockies are home. CJ Crone and Brendan Rodgers rake at home. Charlie Blackmon has a hit in 24 of his last 29 games. Wow, Connor Joe had 4 yesterday. for Colorado. So why not? On Sunday, though, the starter for Colorado is who? Ryan.
Antonio Senzatella.
It's Christmas. It's beat the streak Christmas. Senzatella on the mound at home against the Padres. He's given up 52 hits in 32 plus innings at Coors Field this year. Manny Machado and Jake Cronenworth have had great success against him, hitting over 400 in their career. So that should be easy. What else do you like this weekend, Ryan?
I wonder if the hit probability chart for Sunday for Machado is going to be 80%. I wonder. I will be taking a look at that Sunday morning when logging on to the MLB Play app. Also, all weekend long, you picked Michael Harris of the Braves. The Braves offense is red hot as the team has won 14 in a row. And the Cubs pitching staff, we detailed this yesterday with my Cronenworth pick. The pitching staff for the Cubs is in complete shambles as they've lost 10 in a row. Look at Dansby Swanson this weekend, who is hitting .372 in the month of June. Or Michael Harris, like Speaks picked. Also, Sunday, Milwaukee's Adrian Hauser has given up 29 hits in 19-plus innings with a .341 batting average against in his last four starts.
Woo.
And he is pitching at Great American Small Park, where Joey Votto and Tommy Pham have excelled versus Hauser in their careers.
One stay away for the weekend, Saturday, tomorrow in Toronto, in the midst of what should be a great Blue Jays-Yankees series. Stay away from those Yankees. Against Alek Manoah, the AL Cy Young candidate, has a .202 batting average against this season, and he faced the Yankees once, gave up just three hits and six innings in his first start against them. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Jody Avergan of Roulette Productions is our executive producer. Our executive producer for Odyssey is Lena Glazer. Ryan Porth, the Porthinator, is the producer, the mixer, the uploader, and my compatriot. Our theme and all other incidental music is from Kurt Morrison of Tributosaurus. Special thanks to those at MLB, Josh Lucan, David Adler, Paul Casella, Josh Frost, the great Peter Kim, Megan Coughlin, Ian Kay, Larry Yeast, Mike Fouché, and Greg Klayman. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and spread the word. And don't forget to play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. We'll reconvene on Monday. We'll see where Caio Gelotis 26 is. Here's hoping that for him and for all of you, your guys, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!